for starters, those who may not be aware, what is Nimble exactly?
Nimble is a public-private partnership established with some support from the federal government and includes a number of different members of the consortia. Our consortia includes very large companies, very small companies, biopharmaceutical manufacturers, suppliers, as well as universities, community colleges, nonprofits, and others. We are in the space of trying to innovate the manufacturing technologies needed for making biopharmaceuticals, which are things such as therapeutic proteins, vaccines, and other kinds of medicines, but not all kinds of medicines. There are certain kinds of medicines that are made using chemistry, and we don't spend our time on that. We spend our time on medicines made using biology.
Okay, so then this consortia of different institutions recently received a grant, $8.9 million from the Department of Commerce to help combat the coronavirus. Can you talk to what those funds are going to go to?
There are a number of activities that our consortium members are going to pursue with this support. The support itself really came out of the CARES Act that was recently passed. And as part of that, the federal government was looking for organizations and consortia and public-private partnerships related to biopharmaceutical manufacturing that could address some of the needs, whether they were in biopharmaceutical manufacturing or whether they were in other technical areas where the expertise of those individuals and organizations could contribute. So we have a number of areas that we and our partners are going to pursue. Broadly speaking, they include enhancing the country's capabilities for serological testing, or what some people call antibody-based testing. There's efforts to enhance the capability for PCR testing, or that's the viral testing that's often done with swabs. There's also activities around trying to ensure we have a domestic supply chain and trying to understand the supply chain as it relates to personal protective equipment. There's some planned activities around technologies for environmental decontamination, and you can imagine why that's important, as well as supporting contact tracing, and then some accelerated efforts in trying to ensure that we have the kinds of manufacturing platform technologies we need to be able to respond really in a fast and agile manner whenever we have a pandemic such as the current one.
Now, there's a few of those points I'm definitely interested in touching on. Let's start with the contact tracing piece. I know there are some concerns around these programs. Some see it as a potential invasion of privacy. I was hoping maybe you could clear up exactly what sort of technology Nimble is working towards developing, and how does it work?
Well, at this point, we're not able to share a lot of the technical details because the work is still being going through the process of getting launched. But I will contrast it to say that, you know, I think contact tracing is really important to understand from a public health perspective where the disease is and how it's being spread. And I certainly can appreciate and understand the concerns there are related to privacy. The work that we're going to do is not so much taking the perspective of trying to trace the disease out in the public space, because I think there are a number of activities in that space that are ongoing. What came to us was an idea to think about how you would manage contact tracing in the context of a manufacturing environment. So imagine, for example, you have a company that has a manufacturing facility, and that facility is making some important products. And you want to be able to understand, as workers come in and out of that space, who is proximal to who during the course of a day, so that if somebody ended up becoming ill, you would have a simplified way to understand who has been in touch with who, what pieces of equipment they might have been in contact with, and you can therefore decide what the risk is to other individuals. So the privacy issues are certainly still there, but our activities are more along the lines of what would happen within a given company that needs to make sure its manufacturing capability is online, such as when you're making medicines, you want to be able to continue to produce those medicines. And how can we facilitate tracking of individuals and the pieces of equipment that they come in contact with so that one can easily respond as appropriate if needed?
In relation to manufacturing as well, in regards to the virus, you did mention that you are trying to position the country to better respond to potential future pandemics. Can you talk about how that process works as far as, again, you mentioned domestic supply chains and the manufacturing aspect?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that Nimble works on that are related to sort of the ability to respond rapidly in terms of manufacturing capability. We're developing and innovating new ways to manufacture some of the most complicated to manufacture medicines that are out there. And the new ways that we're trying to push technology are to accelerate the time between when a medicine is known to be needed and when it can actually be ready and available and safe for patients to take. And in order to do that, we bring together a lot of our stakeholders from our consortia, that is big companies, small companies, academics, and so on. And we have brainstormed what I'll call a test bed, a platform, a physical realization of some new approaches to demonstrate the ability to go very, very fast compared to what is available today. And so one of the things that we're going to do is try to accelerate the deployment of our testbed so that we can get our broad community of stakeholders from the government, from industry, and from academia to collaboratively share and innovate and demonstrate that these new approaches are actually quite effective, quite safe, and they work in a robust manner. Or if we find that there's an area to improve, we'll collaboratively improve on them together. So we're going to accelerate the timeline with the support by which we were going to deploy those test beds. And we're also going to work on some new approaches to assuring the sterility of medicines, in particular vaccines, using new technologies that have not been available up until the last few years. They're available now, but they're really not widely adopted by the industry. And so this is an opportunity to demonstrate very fast technologies that can replace some of the slower technologies that are out there.
And with all this work being done primarily in Delaware and now with federal backing, is this a good thing for Delaware's economy in terms of science and engineering jobs?
That's a great question. I really think it is. I really believe that, there's a few issues, connected to your question. So one is the biopharmaceutical manufacturing industry is an industry that has a relatively high wage. And the people who work in manufacturing operations, these are good paying jobs. They're jobs that require specialized training, but that training can be gained through taking short courses or developing and taking the right kinds of credentials and certifications. And so I think it's a real opportunity to expand Delaware's prominence and in this space, as well as to become engaged in these kinds of jobs. I think it's also a real economic opportunity for the state, because if you look at where Delaware is situated geographically, the very large hubs of biopharmaceutical innovation and manufacturing are the greater Philly area, and we're on the southern edge of that. And then, of course, the greater D.C. area, including Maryland, and we're on the northern edge of that. And so we're right in the middle, and I think there's an opportunity for us to not only draw future manufacturing capabilities and companies to the area, R&D to the area, but also to give people the kinds of skills and training they need to be able to work in these kinds of jobs, because I think we have a lot of potential in our workforce locally.